Recently, we were contacted by a soldier, a Ukrainian soldier who was at the front lines. He's 19 years old and very afraid to die, and asking for our prayers. So this is why I brought this, I guess Our Lady brought this message up to help us understand the dynamics and the position of their souls, because they don't know anything about human trafficking and drugs and Satanism in the government. You know, that's all so hidden from them, just like it is in our country. So the Lord overlooks that, even though they're working for the evil ones. They're doing something honorable and risking their lives to protect others. And the Lord takes that into consideration. Dear Lord, please give us a heart for the soldiers who are facing death, especially in the Ukraine and Russia. Amen. The Blessed Mother began, "To die for your country is an honor, even if the government is corrupt. It is a sacrifice of duty. Even in the Old Testament, many died an honorable death because it was for their country and defending others. This is rewarded, daughter. Give him hope that his destination is heaven." You see, the corruption is so hidden from the citizens that they know nothing about it. This is because they did not invest time in finding out the truth about who they are fighting for. He has no knowledge of these things. He believes what he is doing is honorable, and it is. "Mother, please go to him and comfort him." She said, "That has already been taken care of. I am just bringing you understanding, and you may pass this on to others. Beloved family, if you do something from a pure motive, not knowing what evil might be behind it, your act is still honorable. This must be because corruption hidden from ordinary citizens is so rampant. This is why the Lord called them sheep. He understood this about their nature. The Lord looks upon the heart and the motive. There are many heroes and martyrs in a war. If the heart is clean, if repentance is done for all the sins of their lives, the Lord looks favorably on them, and they are not sent to hell. But repentance from mortal sin is very necessary. Russia knows when they send these children to fight in the front lines that they will most likely be killed, especially the young and inexperienced. War is a terrible thing that robs the people of so much. But there are times, like in Sodom and Gomorrah, when certain actions must be taken because of wickedness. That is what all of this is about. It has become a necessary and tragic action to punish the wicked and free the innocent. We are with every soldier, speaking to their heart to turn them to Christ and steer them in the right direction, even protecting them for the best possible outcome of their souls and the souls of others whom they are set against to attack and kill. Nothing about war is pretty. But I will tell you this, it becomes very necessary to the soldier to turn to God and appeal to him for mercy. This is a very good way to pray for them. Lord, please grant them a desire for you and your protection, as well as a contrite heart when their minds are quieted and not racing for survival. Help them to repent and believe in God's love and forgiveness. In this way, whatever happens, they are more well disposed to be saved. Jesus began, "Just because they are afraid of going to hell does not mean they will. I visit them with mercy in the hour of their death, and many times pull them from the scorching fire at their feet as the devils pull them downward. I look at the disposition of the soul, and many times I am able to redeem them at the last minute. Pray for this family. Pray for these little ones to be saved."